Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome, After Buzzers, to the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, Season 4, Episode 21, the finale of the finale. This is it, you guys. So tonight, again, we're talking about the Michael Buttgate. We're talking about Andy and getting his butt grabbed. And then, of course, we're talking Ray and Chris coming for Michael's neck. All that and more coming up for you next, folks.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's up, you guys? Hey, what's up, party people? I am Erica Edwards, and welcome to the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show. But I couldn't do it without my wonderful, wonderful co-host. So give it up for the expert on all things Potomac, Danny.
You already know.
Hey, y'all. Yes, and give it up for everything news and gossip, Miss Lauren.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey. So here it is, you guys. This is the finale, the end of this season, the third reunion. And stay till the end, guys, because we got the pics of the men, as we promised you, especially my boo thing, Juan, and the beard gang. And sorry, I digress. And we have tweets, and we have a little bit of news and gossip, so stay all the way through, because we have all that and more. So, all right, you guys, this is the last episode of this season. How do you think they closed it off? Overall, what's your thoughts on this episode?
It was okay. I don't think anything was resolved, really. Like, we didn't get any answers. It was what we thought it would be. Just, I didn't do it. Not answering any questions. It was too much. But not enough at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's good. I agree with that. It was too much, not enough at the same time. I was disappointed. I thought we'd get something else from Michael, but yeah, we'll discuss that. But overall, yeah, a lot of seeds were planted for next year. Still gonna be mess, so we gonna be watching.
Exactly. I think for me, overall, I don't know, maybe if they did it in 30 minutes, it would have been okay. You know, because yes, I think we've talked about it. It was nice to actually get Michael's perspective. So that was an interesting thing for it, but ad nauseum, really, honestly. I feel like, Juan, I gotta pee now.
Right.
Like, do I have to sit for this whole episode? But, so it was interesting. It was really interesting. So basically, let's just start off with that, because I think that's pretty much the primary portion of this episode was all of them, all the men, and kind of Michael basically they put Michael's feet to the fire, and they put Michael's feet to the fire and really came at him, at least the women did, with questions. And how did you all feel, as all the women were asked as well, how do you all feel after watching that episode? Has anybody been persuaded?
I have not been persuaded at all by anything that Michael said. He went around every question that anyone asked. He had an excuse for everything. He had a rhyme or reason for everything that he did. And then the cultural thing, sir, let it go. Okay, like, that was just, I feel like he was like, okay, this is the easiest thing to say. Like, he kept saying, in this country, stop. You've been here long enough to know that you don't squeeze butts and grab butts. Come on, sir. Stop. Like, there is no excuse. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, okay, like, come on.
Yeah, if there was any doubt for me, I now am 100% believe, I don't know, that he did it. If there was any doubt, like, of me giving him the benefit of the doubt, it's gone just because of the way he was reacting, how he was, like, not letting anyone speak, the amount of deflection, like, all the shade that wasn't even necessary. The way he carried out the whole conversation, he didn't even really defend himself at any point. He was just saying, trying to discredit everyone, which to me, deflection is a lot of times seems like guilt. And do I think it was ill-intentioned of a touch? Probably not. But I do think something happened just because he never really addressed anything. He was just like, well, Erica, one time you did this to me and then Danny did this. Like, but what did you do in this situation?
Okay. So, well, let me ask you guys this. I do agree with you all in that point as to Michael's kind of entire demeanor did to me come off as someone who was somewhat guilty. Or to, I guess the issue I sort of had with him was the way he approached primarily Candace and Karen. Because anytime they had something, he's like, I'm not even going to listen to you. So it's like, okay, to me, Robin was the only person he halfway showed respect to. And then he kind of like shut her down with, well, I love you, but you was drunk. And so that was kind of like a backwards way of, okay, I still want to be cool with you because I like Juan, but, you know, I'm trying to basically call you a liar as well. However, though, what did you guys feel? Because to me, I found it interesting and kind of, I don't know. To me, it gave me a Cosby sort of feel that now all of a sudden there's all these other claims and he's been grabbing producers' butts the whole time. Like, I'm not saying that he hasn't done anything and he certainly has acted guilty, but I do feel like now everyone's like, oh, I heard this, I heard that, when, you know, that was season one. So why is all of this coming out now? What do you guys think about that?
I think that's a two-pronged thing a lot of times, because it can be, to Ashley's point, people just trying to exploit, jump on the bandwagon, get something out of it. But I do think in certain cases that it does take one to step up and maybe other people will. So it's just, it's such a touchy subject to just say that, but I get both sides. It could be either one.
Well, I agree with you in it takes one to step up and other people will. But my issue isn't that other people haven't stepped up or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just that all of them saying that they heard this after the first season. Because I'm like, yeah, well, why didn't you say it at the first season? Because it was a big thing the first season when he grabbed Andrew's or patted or however, whatever he did to Andrew. So that's the only thing where everyone's coming now and saying that they heard something. Now, if those people stood up, absolutely. But now it's like, oh, okay, I've heard all this in these streets. And I'm like, okay, if you heard that before, maybe, I don't know.
Some things you don't want to bring up at a certain time, you know, and maybe they were just scared to bring it up. I mean, Ashley is like their friend or whatever. So I feel like it probably made it easier when someone like actually came out and said it and they were like, okay, this is something that we have heard about in the past. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It wasn't just them being like, oh yeah, well, we, you know.
Okay, let me ask you this on that tip. Do you think perhaps maybe they didn't say anything before because someone saying, oh, okay, Michael patted me on the butt, it wasn't until now where it's like, okay, that's sexual assault. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they, because Ray was like, oh, I saw him pet, and, you know, Andy. It seemed like y'all was playing. Like, do you think that in the past, maybe it wasn't taken as seriously as it is now?
I do. I think that is possible. I also think that if it happened in the past, maybe it wasn't as many instances for it to be taken as seriously.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, it depends on the person. Like, you know, if you don't know someone like that, you could be friendly with someone and them not care about that. And then someone else, they feel like you violated them.
Yeah.
So it depends on the person. He did that to Andy. Andy was cool with it. But that doesn't mean you can do it to other people and expect them to be cool with it.
And then the
right.
first
season. No, I agree with that.
Yeah, and we're season four. So, like, just this whole era we are in, not just on Potomac or
right,
Real Housewives.
Exactly.
It's just everything's heightened. And I do, like, to your point, that whole I'm from Australia thing. Like, dude, that's bull crap. Like, so I'm not accountable because I'm from Australia. Like,
exactly.
Even if you're going to say it's a cultural difference, like, you know, maybe that, like, you have to take some accountability because you're an adult.
Right. And I also feel like it was a cultural difference season one.
Exactly.
Because you were new to the show. You all weren't, you know, y'all didn't realize people always filming, when am I mic'd, when am I not mic'd. That was okay. But first season, that was a huge issue. It was discussed at the reunion. Clearly, there have been callbacks to it over the years. So even if you were like, okay, I'm from Australia and we are different, we're more friendly, I guess. Now we're in season four. So you know better. You know it's going to be an issue if you continue to do this. And, you know.
I mean, if you watch the news, you know better. You know what I mean? Like, everyone, like, you hear about all these instances of people being touched and stuff. You know better. Like, just because it's you, it doesn't count. I'm confused.
So. Yeah, and it even a step forward or a step further would be, like, okay, I didn't know. I know better. But acknowledging that you didn't know. Because that's the problem, too, right?
He's
instead of saying, you know what? that's just me. I didn't know. Like, instead, it's just like, no, Robin was stammering drunk, and you're this, and you're that, and I almost called Juan your husband, like, all of that. That just seems to me like deflection and guilt AF.
Yes.
Okay, well, moving on to the Robin incident. So Robin and Candace came forward and said, okay, during this drunk time when cameras weren't rolling, he made this comment. And his response was, well, they can't get their story straight because somebody, and it's funny because when he said that, I was like, I thought they said he, you know, he would suck the D. And then he's like, well, they said sausage. They said, you know, so I don't know. I was like, wow, I didn't know it was that much confusion because, like, I would have remembered sausage or something random. So, so what do you guys think as far as the comment goes?
I think it was said. I don't think that they just, you know, pulled it out of nowhere. It was said. They heard something. They heard at least I would suck, period. You know, it was that or, you know, sausage or peen, they heard I would suck and they heard Juan.
Okay. Yeah, it's a choice of words. Like, come on, Michael, that's a reach to me. Like, it didn't happen because one person said sausage and one used genitalia. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He picked out one word of the whole sentence. It was like, well, they didn't get it right.
Yeah,
bye, sir.
So now they're totally discredited, but you're not discredited because you touched somebody on camera. Like, I was so for Chris Bassett this whole episode.
Too.
Like, he was not letting up. Like, he was like, why are you the only one with credibility? And all of us are wrong, but you are. It's just like, that level of arrogance is just astounding.
Well, okay. In the comments, Joseph Boza says, this is season 4, BS on cultural differences. I think the producers are scared of lawsuits by the guys he patted on the butt. Valerie Young says, Katie would have taken Michael to the woodshed. It would have been a wrap for him if Katie was there.
The woodshed.
Very true. Very true. So speaking of Katie, Katie brought to the forefront, and I think perhaps maybe that's why she wasn't on the reunion, was the issue with how the producers uploaded the footage and showed the footage to the world. And, you know, and Andy kind of explained that that it was actually Monique's cousin Hank who was making those comments in the basement, or not in the basement, wherever they were for that second footage. And she didn't like the way the narrative that they, you know, kind of were spinning against Michael. What did you all feel about the Hank and him playing these games with Michael for years or not thing?
Well, first of all, Monique, when she brings it up, she says that was Hank's voice that said, Michael, or something like that.
Right, exactly. So she didn't miss it.
Yeah, that was his voice saying that. But she didn't say that it was his voice saying the rest of it, saying the don't touch me stuff. So, sis, it's very vague. We don't know. You know what I mean? Like, that was just that part. Also, Hank would remember if he had an ongoing, like, joke about butts.
Yeah.
And he said to his cousin, I remember, we don't have this joke. So y'all don't have this joke. He was drunk and you did this. He was drunk and you did it. He didn't remember it the next day, allegedly. Allegedly, this whole thing is allegedly. He was drunk whenever the butt grabbing may have happened. So he didn't remember it the next day. And so that's why you were able to say it's an ongoing joke. What?
Yeah.
Men are really joking about butt grabbing, though. I don't know any that would. Do you know something that would?
No.
Right.
I mean, not that I'm aware.
Right.
Not that they told me about.
Right.
And then how close is Hank? Like, is he there that much that y'all, like, y'all be hanging out that much to have an inside joke like that? Like, Michael, you will.
I don't know. I think this
does work.
Exactly. This does call into question the Hank relationship. So, Hank, next season, if you want to call into the show, please do, because we're curious.
Oh, yeah, let's have Hank on. Yes. I feel like Hank got the tea.
Right.
Exactly,
Hank.
Exactly. So, yeah, and that was the thing, because, you know, whatever Hank told Monique. Now, what do you, because there was a tweet about this, and, you know, you guys will see in the tweet section. What do you all feel about, because I felt like people were giving Monique the side eye when she said the footage was deleted. And they were all, like, rolling their eyes and stuff. But everyone I know who has those security cameras, they do automatically delete. I mean, that is actually valid. But what are your thoughts?
My first thought is, as many times as Monique has said that she doesn't have, like, cameras in her basement, she needs to get those.
Right.
Now, because I would definitely, like, trespass and live in there, because I'm sure the basement's a mansion.
Right.
Nextly, I don't know. It seems kind of I do agree that is how it works, but still, if somebody contacted about assault, you would think that you would pull that footage within those 60 days. But maybe it happened after the 60 days, but it doesn't seem like it from the filming timeline.
Yeah.
It seems kind of iffy. I think they just don't want to get involved.
Yeah. And most people, if they have cameras in the top of their house, they usually have them in the bottom and in the outside. You know, most people that, you know, have cameras in their house. But I do know that the footage, you know, expires or whatever. But if you heard about that happening at your house, wouldn't you want to check more than one spot? If you knew that the party was happening outside and in the basement and stuff, wouldn't you check both?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I agree. And I do kind of go with Lauren a little bit on this one. I do believe, honestly, that it did delete. I think, you know, she probably just, I assume she had to let it delete. Because I feel like anybody else, if we were to take a look on the timeline, like once the allegations came out, I feel like you would pull the footage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, okay, you know, but maybe she chose not to and, you know, let it delete. You know, because it does seem like, what's interesting too is, it does seem like on this episode, for sure, Chris and Juan were kind of like the black Chris, obviously, were kind of like, cool, you know, I'm gonna go potty. I don't want to be a part of this. Chris, the other Chris, Monique's Chris, really didn't have that much to say and really wasn't in it. And it was brought forth, which I don't even think I really knew at the time, or I didn't know until this episode, that he was the one, Monique's Chris Samuels was the only person who really thought Michael was innocent until proven guilty, which, you know, I think is interesting. Y'all throwing everybody to jail.
Right.
Throwing the whole people to jail. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think Monique and Chris just didn't want to be involved in it, but I think that they had the footage and they knew that they had the footage of it.
Yeah. And also, we just also have to remember, everybody's coming from their own perspective, right? So maybe if they have no, if they don't know anyone that's been affected by sexual assault, not saying that they do or don't, but you know, like you may be more prone to see somebody as innocent versus Karen, someone we know who's went through sexual assault. She's like got more of a critical eye. Like you're guilty and proven until proven innocent, you know? So, but I think the overarching thing is they just didn't want to be involved. Me personally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Mr. Samuels, I give you credit for thinking that people are innocent until proven guilty, or until, you know, you see some evidence of something, or they act guilty, which I definitely think Michael has, at least certainly in this episode. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Juan's actions, too, because Juan was very much like, okay, why are we still talking about this? And it's interesting because I feel like Juan is one of the few people who actually seems to act cool with Michael in spite of everything. What do you guys think about, you know, my boo? What do y'all think about Juan?
I think Juan just wants to be cool with everyone, and he just wants to, like, stay out of drama. I don't think it's a matter of him, like, just being cool, but he just doesn't want to. He's one of those guys, like, I don't want to be any, like, I'm not any type of people, you know?
Yeah, he just seems like an introvert. He doesn't want to really be on reality TV. He's just kind of doing this because Robin's on it. Like, so he does his, you know, contractual obligations, and that's it. So he shows up. But, yeah, I don't know. I think he just wants to be out of the drama. He just seems like he's not about the drama.
Yeah, because he's like, I have no comment, Andy. I don't have a comment,
Andy. Like, don't even start with me, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, not saying that, obviously, he wasn't holding it for hours, because, you know, like, I certainly understand that, how that can be. But I do feel like he chose to go to the bathroom at a particular time. Mm-hmm. I do feel like he definitely did not want to be included or a part of it one way or the other, or be in a position to be asked, where do you stand on something? And, you know, so it was just an interesting time to go. But, all right, you know, we give it out to you for that. So, speaking of Juan, how did you feel in the beginning when they kind of showed Juan and Robin? And Andy went to Juan and was like, okay, she says a year and a half, you know, before you guys get married. How did you all feel about their interaction this episode?
The same. It's just like, he pretty much was just like, oh, that's cool.
Like, yeah, we talk about it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's cool. He doesn't want to give information. Juan is not someone that's like you have to pull it out of Juan.
Right.
And, like, he wasn't trying to give us anything. So I don't think we'll ever know. We'll just have to go off of Robin's word when it comes to their relationship.
Yeah. And I thought it was funny, too, when Michael was kind of attacking Robin, in my opinion, like doing the most, like with his subtle shade, with like, I was about to call him your husband, but like, come on, dude. But anyway, I thought it was interesting that Robin was unmoved by that. And so was Juan. Like, neither one of them, like, raised an eyebrow or reacted at all. They were very stoic and just, like, chill. And I think that's just a testament to how comfortable they are and where they are. Like, I'm telling y'all, I do not think they're really that pressed. Would she like a ring? Probably. But I think that they're just, like, cool. So they're just giving answers, giving numbers to Andy and to the fans. And, yeah, they're just enjoying where they are.
I am kind of mad that Juan didn't check him because...
Exactly.
Sir,
yeah.
You should have checked him when he was trying to throw shade. Period.
Yeah,
if that's your husband, that's your ex-husband, but y'all are like dogs and rabbits and ting. I need him to be able to check him because he was wrong. Like, right. Trying to be funny and stuff, that's not cute. And you know that Robin isn't going to read him for filth. So you as a man should have been like, no, don't do that. Whether you want to be in drama or not, don't do that to her. Period.
Right.
Like, no, he should have checked that.
Yeah, I definitely feel like when Michael was going at Robin and it was like clearly, instead of really responding to the whole thing, like, did you say the comment or not? He spent a long, drawn out time explaining how drunk she was, how she was falling out. I was worried about you. Basically, you were too drunk to remember what I said, like all of this. And Juan said nothing. Because at the end of the day, that kind of makes Robin look crazy. So Juan definitely didn't stand up for her there. And I felt, which is why I asked the question, like, especially in the beginning when they were talking about marriage, I definitely felt like it was scripted. I definitely felt like you hear what your play cousin talking. And I just did not get a vibe this time. And I have seen something kind of grow with them closer. And what was interesting was... everybody thought that they should get married except for Michael Darby, which was interesting, and Karen. And they were like, well, you know, Karen's thing was, I've seen them grow to this point and blah, 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 blah. But it's just really interesting because maybe they know something, the real deal. But I definitely felt like they were acting more like cousins.
I think it's just because they're going to be filming for a new season, and it's just like, okay, this will be our storyline, us possibly getting married.
Right, exactly. Like, I think he's like, okay, all right, we went through our little script. I'm not really talking about the butt-grabbing thing, but if we come up, this is what we stand, and I'm going to stick to it. And he did a great job. Like, he wasn't, you know, like, a jerk or anything, but he didn't really seem overly connected, really, from what I can see. Anything in the comments? Do they have anything to say?
Joseph Boza says, I think without the show and the kids, Robin is in denial that she can't be on her own. I think Robin would be good on her own.
Okay. I had to follow what he said.
Yeah. What do you think? Robin can be her own?
I think she would be great on her own. Does she have the confidence to stand on her own? I might agree with him on that. I don't know if she's willing to step out. She can without a doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what she's shown us this season. But I think even when, I don't know which season it was, but there was a season where she kind of went on a date or two or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was like the second season or whatever. And, you know, that was a thing. And so I definitely feel like Juan is her comfort zone. So I don't know if she actually would step out or be bold enough to step out or step away. But could she? Without a doubt. For sure. I think she could.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, gosh. Valerie Young said, I would like to see Robin reduced to a friend of the show. I wouldn't. I like Robin.
Dang, Valerie. Valerie came on the juice. Right. All right. Valerie, you're tearing me, girl. Because I love me some Robin. I love the Green Eye Bandits. But I don't know. I do feel like, I will say this. I do feel like for Robin and for Monique, you got to step it up next season because I can't do you both. I cannot.
Yeah.
I cannot do
seriously.
You both. Like, I'll go to sleep.
I would like to see that for Robin if they brought in somebody that was a heavy hitter that was giving us all of the tea and that was in a bunch of drama. You know?
I think Kendall's still trying to get on, I heard. Mm. Would y'all watch? Like, what would
I would
y'all
watch
think
for Kendall.
That?
Even though, like, I'm done
like
with
she's
Sherman.
Still... We're done with Sherman, but I feel like it would just be like her versus Giselle. But rumor has it that Kendall still wants a wine glass or her hips, whatever they get.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we go on to any more topics, Danny has something great to share with you guys.
Yes, we want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could really use your help. Please make sure to comment, like, subscribe. If you are on iTunes, give us a rating and also a comment there. AfterBuzz means so much to all of us here on this panel. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in with us each and every week. This is the final show.
Leaving you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys so much.
And you guys, if you're watching right now, whatever time you're watching, why not like us? Because you're already here.
Why not?
I know.
Please do, you guys. All right. So back to the butt grab, because that's really all we talked about this whole episode. All right. So with Michael, he spent a lot of time deflecting, like, the entire show. So one thing that came up was Chris. What's the other Chris's last name? It starts with a D. Candace's Chris.
Bassett, sorry.
A B as in boy. Chris Bassett brought up the topic of, I guess, another touching that happened that he didn't really see, but they were standing next to each other, which was interesting, you know, because, why didn't you see it? But, okay, he didn't see that. And Ray brought up, and it was interesting. Like, that's what I said. Ray is like, you know what? Y'all not going to leave me here just sitting here not saying anything.
Right.
And, like, Karen doing the tongue action. Like, I have to participate. So, and we see Ray talking about he saw Michael, I guess, pat or grab or whatever, Andy's butt. So how do you all feel about those allegations?
Well, the Chris allegation, Chris said that he saw the aftermath of it when the guy turned around and gave him a death stare. Right. That I can, like, believe, because sometimes you don't see the actual, you don't see things that happen, you miss certain things.
Right, exactly.
But then when you see somebody turn around like that, you like, oh, wait, what just happened? What did I miss? You know?
Right.
So that could have happened. But Ray, I literally died. Like, Ray, what? But Andy didn't believe. I mean, Andy didn't remember it. So if Andy had remembered it, maybe it would have been some more tea, you know? It would have been juicier, but he didn't.
Right. Look, Andy representing Bravo. He ain't about to get sued behind that.
Right.
I do think that Michael probably grabbed. I mean, I feel like if anything, it was probably. They may have a relationship to do that more so. Like, maybe they're jokey. I don't know. More than maybe a producer or a PA or something like that. But I don't know. I agree with Chris Bassett. Like, I just don't. From what we know, what we've seen about Chris, why would Chris just be coming for Michael? Like, he, in the past, he hasn't been, like, the one, you know, in the girls' faces and all that. You know, I just feel like he's really firm in his truth. Like, he really believes it, at least.
Right, yeah, and I agree with that. Like, I think definitely Chris got the call. Like, I don't think he made that up. That would be, like, kind of crazy. And I think, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because perhaps this person came forward because it would be interesting to see the timeline, like which Pat came first. Because I kind of feel like if he did something and Chris was right there and he looked at him crazy and then Michael then did something again to the same person, I would be like, OK, now I got to take you to court because this is an ongoing harassment. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that according to Michael, although I don't think, I'm sure the court papers are out there, that cameraman only did that one charge from the basement. And I guess he didn't bring the, you know, the other assault up. That just came up, I guess, in human resources. And so that's why, that's kind of how Michael was like, well, that didn't happen. That wasn't the charge. But it was like, he never really, as you all mentioned, answered that, really.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of, well, that wasn't the claim. You're wrong. But it's like, but it was a human resource claim. And, you know, it just never went anywhere. As for Andy, what did they say?
Give Me Shelter said Andy Cohen actually confirmed it happened on Watch What Happens Live, but said he needed his memory jogged.
Thank you guys.
Give Me Shelter
about.
Be coming
thank
through,
you.
By the way, because I see you every week.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Bring us the shade in the news as it's happening.
Give us shelter.
Yay,
thank you.
Okay, so yeah. So, and that's the thing, too. I mean, I do sort of feel like, obviously, maybe that would be more of a flirtatious thing if they're cool like that. You know what I'm saying? Depending if they're cool like that, really. Because it does seem a little bit, you know, Michael and Ashley started to be like, oh, I see basketball players do it all the time. I see, you know, in football players. And it was like,
when Chris cracked up, I was like, after a touchdown, after.
Yeah, he's like on the field.
Yeah, on the field. But they're not going up to each other doing that in the locker room or anywhere
at
else.
Parties.
They're not, when they see each other, like, okay, that's different. You're not playing a sport, sir. sit down and have several seats.
Yeah, you pass your sports, your athlete days, Grandpa.
Right.
Exactly, exactly. Still very much of a stretch, but luckily they didn't bring the athletes into it. All right, so before we wrap this up, so at the very end, we close out with the ladies kind of doing their rose and their thorn sort of speeches. And I don't know, I thought they were mostly a little boring. But what did you guys feel? I mean, they were okay. It was nice to see Candace and Monique hug. I'm not necessarily convinced that they're going to totally work that out, but it was nice to see them come to a closure on their beef from this season. How did you guys feel about the overall wrap up?
I think that it was a good resolve, and all of the I miss you and stuff, like me, I would not have cried. Because it's like, you saw my text messages, you did all of this foolishness sitting on this couch and throughout this season. If I'm Candace, there's not a tear in sight.
Okay, Danny.
I'm sorry.
All tears are for next season.
Yeah, they have to be.
Our
because
tears are like, I'm trying to keep my seat right here. I'm not trying to get replaced. Because we know that's what it's about. You know, we know this is the time. So everything, you know, they're trying to make sure they have something.
But like the I miss you, you don't miss her enough. Because the way you were acting during the reunion, like last episode.
Absolutely.
Sis, stop.
Absolutely.
Well, on their lives, after the first part one of this, they weren't cool.
Right.
Like, they were still, it's fake. Or I shouldn't say it's fake, but it was short-lived. Yeah. But it was nice to see if we didn't already know they weren't cool. Yeah, I Karen's was interesting. That was probably the most memorable, her rose and thorn.
Yeah. I know. I don't have a thorn because I've had a great season. Like, okay, Karen, you've been beefing with Giselle the whole entire time, and you all have known each other for a million
years.
That's
how you know it doesn't bother her.
That's what I'm just saying.
It doesn't bother her. She's like, that's normal. That's every day.
She's like, I could care less because I'm fabulous.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I feel it. It's bye. It's normal.
Literally their relationship.
Yeah.
So it's nothing. Like, business as usual.
Exactly. She's like, the only thorn I have is this argument, this very moment with Ashley.
Yeah. Like, regretted the Ashley thing, but like, I'm confused. How? Why do you say that you regret it? Like, you regret the feelings that you have? Like, that's how you feel. Why are you saying to Ashley that you regret something so that next season Ashley can bring up the fact that you apologized or said that you regretted it? It's irritating to me.
Well, I mean, I think how they feel about Michael is one thing, but how they treated Ashley, who was supposedly their friend, is another.
I still don't feel like they mistreated her. I feel like the person that was the most bold, Giselle, was bold to her face at that little luncheon. Like, that little one-on-one lunch. Like, yeah, I think he did it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think they mistreated her, but I don't think, other than, like, perhaps Monique to some extent, they weren't very supportive of her. I will say that. And I think a lot of times maybe it was karma or whatever. Like, you know, when you bite the clown comes back to bite. Whatever Monique says, I think that clown came back to Ashley. All right, you guys. So that's it for the season.
So sad.
All right, you guys. So before we get out of here, really quickly, as we promised you last week, we always judge the women and their fashion. So we did what we could to scourge the internet to see what the men had on. So first up is Christopher Samuels.
Oh, Chris, looking like an uncle.
With the wide legs.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Nice. He looks cool.
He looks okay.
I was gonna say, I'll give him an okay. Like, you know,
he doesn't look
like he's going to a tailor, but he looks nice.
I do need the pants to be tailored.
Yeah.
I'm glad you bought that. I need them to be tailored.
You know what I'm saying?
The jacket.
Like, it looks like he bought this at a very, like, maybe Saks.
Like, for big men.
Yeah, big and tall.
The big and tall section.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But he could have had some alterations made.
Remember in the beginning of the season, he said he lost all this weight. So that might be his old suit.
All right.
But he still should have got a new one.
Maybe you are.
You got coins, sir.
Yes.
Get it tailored.
Yeah, you could do, you know, get an altered something. But, you know.
He might still feel like he's in his old body, guys.
Very true. Very true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Chris Bassett.
It's a vibe. It's his little swag.
I feel like I would wear the red shoes because I look red. I don't know if I'm feeling the... I don't know if I'm feeling the...
I think it's very Chris. You know,
I feel like Candace like dressed that.
Yeah, dressed she probably did. He has like this borderline swag about him, you know, like a little swag.
When a white man can jump.
I would say it's very metrosexual, but not in a bad way. Like that's a good thing. It's I don't know. I'm not too, I like the is this cummerbund? Whatever the thing the at the top. The ascot. Yes, I like the ascot. The shoes I think are cute, but.
I like a little bit of ankle action on a man. So, yeah.
Really?
I mean, coming from the other Chris, I think this Chris wins.
Yeah. Yes. Well, out of those two, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So, all right. So, I have to say, for me, suit-wise, Ray looks like he spent some money on that suit. He looks like he's maybe not the black Bill Gates, but I think that's a nice-looking suit.
The black... Bob Gates? I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Look like a suit. Yeah, it just looked like a suit to me. Just like he went in and asked for a suit.
I like the gray tie. I like it. I feel like it looks like he could... I don't know.
It looks like he came from the office.
Yeah, it does look like he came from the office.
It looks like a nice suit where he could go do the stock market.
Just a grown man work suit.
All right. Okay, so...
Juan was looking fire.
My boo! Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Had it together.
Let me calm down. The suit was good, but that beard.
The beard, though.
Like, I could barely see the clothes. I was like, beard gang over here. So, yes. Of course.
Juan, you did
Juan,
that.
Juan, you're the winner. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. We still have one more.
All right.
It just looks...
If you want to count him as a husband, he's acting like more like a wife.
Right. Today, very true. But I feel like Michael and Ray are going to the same office. Although,
and they're the same age.
Right. And I don't know who... And I really don't know who's in charge. They're both co-workers. Right. And I can't even tell who the CEO is right now. But they are going to the same place. But not a bad suit overall, gentlemen. All right, you guys. So before we get out of here, let's do the news and gossip. Because the tweets weren't really that great, necessarily. Okay, so go ahead, Lauren, take it away.
What's up, guys? So Robin, you know, she's out here with her photo shoot. She had a couple other magazine covers. She hasn't disclosed what this is for, but she looks great, so we wanted to share it with you guys.
Exactly. I love to see a sister stopping traffic in Baltimore. So yeah. Go ahead, girl, with your bad self.
I heard you close off the street. No, I'm just kidding. That's the gossip part, news and gossip. And all right. Lex, everybody's favorite. She's like my favorite kid ever.
So
I literally follow model Milani. So Chris and Monique's little baby, she's embarking on her modeling career.
She looks so cute.
And she said, I want to be a model. She knows what she wants to be. She's exactly. Unapologetic. And we stand a queen. So Milani, everyone.
Yes, she looks super cute.
Yes, I'm here for it. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us this entire season. It's been amazing. But before we get out of here, ladies, where can they find you?
Hey, guys. Lauren Mayo. You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
Hey guys, it's your girl Danny B, and you can find me on Instagram at the Danny B.
All right, you guys, and I am Erica Edwards. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing season. Hopefully, we'll see you next year. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. Ciao for now, folks.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.